Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Apple announced two new watches. The Apple Watch Series 6 now features blood oxygen measurement, an always-on altimeter, and runs on the S6 chip for faster performance. Ships Friday for $399 or $499 with a built-in cellular connection. And the Apple Watch SE, a more affordable watch with fewer sensors, no always-on display, running on the S5 chip, starting at $279. The Series 3 Apple Watch will remain available at a reduced price of $199. All but the highest level edition versions of the watches will ship without a power adapter. Apple also announced a program with the government of Singapore, where users of the Apple Watch can earn up to $380 for engaging in healthy behavior like exercise and flu shots. Apple launched a new iPad Air with its newest mobile chip, the A14 Bionic, made on the 5-nanometer process. The iPad Air has a 10.9-inch display with 2360 by 1640 resolution, uses USB-C instead of Apple's Lightning port, and supports Wi-Fi 6. The iPad Air starts at $599, available next month. A new entry-level iPad 8th generation was also introduced, running on the A12 Bionic chip, starting at $329 or $299 for the education market. That one's available Friday. Apple also introduced Apple Fitness Plus, a service that includes video-led workouts like yoga, cycling, dance, treadmill, and more, viewable on your Apple TV, iPhone, or iPad with integration to Apple Watch. Apple Fitness Plus costs $9.99 a month or $80 a year when it arrives sometime before the end of the year. Apple also announced subscription bundles that will group iCloud storage, Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and Apple Arcade all together for $14.95 a month, or in a family plan that allows more users and more storage for $19.95 a month. There's also a Premier plan that adds more storage and News Plus and Fitness Plus all together for $29.95 a month. The plans will arrive this autumn. Apple announced that the official versions of iOS 14, iPadOS 14, watchOS 7, and tvOS 14 are now available for all users. Many developers complained that the announcement took them by surprise, saying not all developer tools were ready for the new versions of the OS. Apple normally gives developers a week's notice to get updated apps submitted to the App Store. The European Court of Justice ruled that excluding data consumption from a customer's data cap after it has exceeded the data cap, something called zero rating, violates EU rules on net neutrality. Several European carriers offer packages that exempt certain apps like Facebook or Twitter from counting against data caps, and a case against Hungary's Telenor for such a practice had been referred to the ECJ. Uber safety driver Rafaela Vasquez has been charged with negligent homicide in the death of Elaine Hertzberg in Tempe, Arizona in 2018. Vasquez was watching an episode of The Voice on her phone when the self-driving car hit and killed Hertzberg. Vasquez pleaded not guilty and was released awaiting trial scheduled in February. Uber was not charged, but the USNTSB said Uber's inadequate safety risk assessment procedures and ineffective oversight of vehicle operators were contributing factors. Amazon Music now offers podcasts with more than 70,000 shows on the platform. Some shows are exclusive, like The First One from DJ Khaled. Disgraceland from iHeartMedia will also be coming an exclusive to Amazon in February. GoPro's Hero 9 Black camera is now on sale. It has a front-facing color display, 20 megapixel stills, 5K video at 30 frames per second or 4K at 60 frames per second, and a removable 1,720 milliamp hour battery. A max lens mod for a wider frame and horizontal leveling will be sold for $99 separately in October. The GoPro Hero 9 Black is available now for $449.99 or $349.98 when purchased with a year GoPro Plus subscription that costs you $50. A year. AT&T CEO John Stankey said the company is considering offering less expensive wireless phone plans subsidized by advertising next year. Stankey said the ads could reduce a bill by $5 or $10. Boost Mobile, Virgin Mobile, and Amazon have all tried ad-supported phone plans in the past. Stankey said an ad-supported HBO Max would be foundational to such an offering, and that AT&T engineers are already creating unique customer identifiers to identify users across multiple devices. Scientists at Australia's Monash University have produced a device that combines camera sensors and implanted microelectrodes to restore vision to blind people. The system works in preclinical trials on sheep, and the first human clinical trial is set to take place in Melbourne. Video is interpreted by a vision processor and then transmitted wirelessly to a set of tiles implanted in the brain, bypassing the optic nerve. The tiles convert the images to neural impulses. Finally, Sony denies that it has reduced its production of PS5 units. Bloomberg reported that Sony would reduce manufacturing by 4 million to 11 million units by March due to low yields from the AMD system on a chip, among other reasons. Sony told GamesIndustry.biz, quote, "The information provided by Bloomberg is false. We have not changed the production number for PlayStation 5 since the start of mass production." For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.